Bum 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 bum. Hello there, my name is Kylie Kane, and this is Dragon Quest XI in 2D. This is also the Versian Chronicles. Welcome, friend, foe, person of interest. I am playing Dragon Quest XI in 2D, and we're going into a battle. Oh my god, this is so loud, I can't hear my thoughts. It's amazing! All right, we're fighting a Lump Wizard really quickly, but anyways, I just wanted to say hi, because we haven't played this game in a hot minute. It's been fantastic. We apparently gained some levels. gained some experience there. And I am now exploring a little bitty area where I got a chunk of three chunks of iron ore. Nice. And is there anything up? Oh, there is. There's something shining on the ground. A Wharmaline. And another battle versus three enemies. Let's just do some fighting. Anyway, so how have you been? You're listening to the show. It's a beautiful Wednesday. I think today's Wednesday. I think this episode coming out Wednesday. It's been a while since we played Dragon Quest. And so it's a little weird to come back to it. But we're back in 2D mode. We're gaining experience. We're getting treasure chests. We're getting goodies. And we're headed to save Veronica's sister is what we're doing. Now, we've already done this in the main cast before, but we're now doing it in 2D. So I've entered the dungeon. It's got a nice little area to the left that is nothing, a nice area to the right that is just a bunch of square rooms. And this is very much, honestly, very square. Everything is very square. It's a very old school RPG. I'm fighting a whole bunch of Drac mages, which we will hopefully take out pretty quickly. Eric is still using his dagger. Now, I have changed in this run for Eric using a dagger over the boomerang. And I think that's going to run me a little better for this run version. Oh, we found a hole. Okay, we've entered the lower quarter. And I don't know how to get out. Oh, I found a staircase. Okay, I'm looking for chests right now. We're looking for chests. We're walking around looking for chests. I'm fighting two drones and a walking corpse. I wonder if I can do sizz on the drones. Yes, we can. And we're going to do sleeper hit on the waking corpse. Sleeper hit on the waking corpse. The corpse did not fall asleep. Veronica hit the corpse. Veronica got wrecked. Drone takes damage, Drone B takes damage, and I became Pep. Nice. Very nice. Okay, so now we're Peppy. Can I do, let's see here, Supple Stance. Let's do a Flame Dance and attack the Walking Corpse again. The Walking Corpse should be dead soon, I hope. Chance of parrying attacks increased. I fell asleep, apparently, because sleeping is the way of the beast now. Can we take out this Walking Corpse, please? Kai woke up. I parried the attack, took two damage. Not going to do that just yet. We're going to attack the droll drones and take them out for 25 damage apiece. And 81 experience points. So nice. How much? What's our? I apparently examined the ground for some reason. Where is my attributes? There they are. 180, 170. So a couple more battles. Apparently I talked to Veronica there. I could talk to Eric on the map, too. That's actually pretty cool. Let's look around. Can I open this door? The door is locked. I found a locked door in the dungeon. Now we're headed back south towards the ominously-looking stair of the case. And we're just going to take out this walking corpse. Did we not take it out? No, we didn't. We did take damage, though. That was good. Continuing on that fight, we took out the walking corpse. I actually have water this time, so you guys will be hearing me drink some wahata. Some wahata this playthrough. So 4 minutes have passed and I'm already just talking my ear off. Found the Yggdrasil root. That's cool. I'm not looking for the Yggdrasil root. I'm looking for a way to fall into the top area. I should touch the Yggdrasil root. One of the things I absolutely adore about the way this game runs is that everything is like, oh, we got pet powers. Kai, go to Real Decoy on the Drac Mage and just attack with Eric. Drac Mage, Real Decoy, 77 damage and 21 damage for Eric. Not bad. Another victory, as you can hear in the background. 69 experience points. Nice! Let's do magic heal on Kai. Okay, miscellaneous, handy heal all. All right. Nope, found another hole. Is this the hole behind the... Yes, it is. Okay. Also found the Yggdrasil root on the ground. Why is there an Yggdrasil root down here? I don't know, but I'm fighting... something. I'm fighting a Skull Rider, and Veronica took a hit. Thank goodness Veronica has no HP. We're taking out this walking corpse. Poison's gone. Quit gunking me up. We're not in the gunking business. 60 damage. Eric, what are you doing? 81 experience points, and Eric grew to level 11. Gain stats across the board. 3 skill points. No, we're not going to use those skill points. Why would we do that? A new mount is available to ride. Can I get off the mount? Oh, I can. Okay, that's cool. Reach out and touch the Yggdrasil root. The hand touches the root. The root has been touched. And what is it going to show me? It's going to show me the Skull Rider. Okay. Oh, and the Skull Rider walks across the wall. That is dope. It's basically showing me how to do the Skull Rider stuff in 2D, which is really kind of cool. Also, my Skull Rider disappeared, and I'm kind of annoyed about that. That means I gotta find another one. I found a mini medal. Neat. Shut up, Veronica. Nobody wants you. Nobody likes you right now. I want to go check out that wall. More Skull Riders. Let's attack them. Attack, I say. Attack. What was that from? There was something that was from. Oh, that is from Neverwinter Nights. That is one of the sounds from Neverwinter Nights. Is this going to drop a mount? Maybe. I grew to level 11. Nice. 3 skill points. And no, we won't use the skill points right away. And it did drop a mount. We're going to grab the mount real quick. And I think that's everything we can do on this area. Another Skull Rider. Attack, I say. 21 points on the Skull Rider. 59 points. Skull Rider's defeated like the chump he is. 44 experience points and a treasure chest. A beast bone, which I'm going to assume is going to work with the fun-sized forge, and we got a chunk of iron ore. All right, I'm looking for another way to fall into the dungeon because it's not very easy to see. No, I'm not. Am I? I don't know if I am or not. I'm just trying to... I don't know what I'm doing right now. I'm just walking through the dungeon leveling. That's what we're doing. We're leveling in the dungeon. Have you ever leveled in a dungeon before? Tell me your best leveling in the dungeon experiences. I also found an Yggdrasil leaf and found another hole. This one led me to a chunk of iron ore, and I think that's it, so I can leave now. All right, so I know that is a hole. That is a hole. I found two holes. Let's press the root. The hand starts to glow. Is this going to put it in 3D? Is it 3D? No, this is not a 3D cutscene. Nice. So it's showing me the demon just kind of walking around and doing his thing. And he's like, oh, there's a trap up ahead. Okay. And then there's not a trap to the right. So we need to go to the up north and to the right on the second right instead of the first right. I like the idea of random battles a bit better than the previous games. Those make me happy. I like the idea of random battles, even though, yes, you do fight more often than you would if you were playing in 3D. It also means that I know I'll get gold, so I'm not too worried about it. We found a seed of Theraspis and a pair of rubber gloves. Ooh, what the hell is that seed? Seed. Robber gloves, not rubber gloves. And a seed. I found a seed. Where's that at? Seed of Theraspis. Therapeutis, a nifty nut that permanently increases magical mending by a little. Okay, magical mending increased by 2. I don't know what that does. Strong medicine, iron ore, slime drop, horse manure. Can I do the fun size forge here? I can. I think I earned something else. My experience on this quest have granted me new crafting abilities, and I can make the cast iron claymore, which is better than what I've got, but I'm not going to wear it because I like sword and shield. Battle! These are mud mannequins. Why did I just flee? I didn't mean to do that. That was not what I meant to do. No! No peps! They pepped me. I didn't mean to do that. Didn't mean to try to flee. Fleeing is bad. We don't flee from battles. Glad it didn't make me flee because I would have failed my task, which is no fleeing. I forgot it doesn't remove that from your ability list, so that's fine. Let's check over here. Ooh, a chest! I found another chest! And a group of lump wizards. I might need the level. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do I need to level? I don't know if I need to level. I'm just kind of meringuing. Meringuing? That's not a word. That is a word. Meringuing is a word. That's not the word I was trying to use. That's what you need to say from now on. It's anytime anyone says anything, you tell them you're meringuing. you're meringuing, and that's what you're doing. So you can meringue with me, friends. You need to meringue with me. If you're not meringuing, you're doing it wrong. That's not how this works, Kai. All right, we peeled our wounds. We are going to open a chest, which gives us a chunk of gold ore. Looking for another chest. Found another chest, which gives us a battle. It wasn't actually the chest that gave me battles. I just missed the chest completely when I was trying to grab it. And apparently the Veronica will vile you up. She's got infinite vials, apparently, and or she's using them out of my inventory, and I'm just not aware of it. 46 experience points. We obtained a sliver. Ooh, silver platter. Dagnammit. All right, let's get another rod. Actually, equipment. Kai, silver platter. Is that better? No, it's a better in charm, but not better otherwise. Can I do auto equip, which does that change things? No. Does that change things for him either? I don't think so. Okay. Let's exit out of that and wait for a Skull Rider to appear. Hello, Skull Rider. We're gonna beat you up if you're cool with that. I'm gonna beat up Skull Rider. Hope you're cool with that. Sorry. You just looked so tasty and scrumptious and dead. Yeah, you look dead. Is that what we say now? They look dead. 44 experience points, and I got a Skull Rider. Thank you for the mount, and we're just going to cross the wall and go upstairs. No. The zombie and the Skull Rider said no. So we've been cursed, apparently. And we've been flame slashed, because that's a thing that happens now. Eric didn't attack last time for some reason. I think he got cursed. That's probably why he didn't attack. He just pepped. Eric was like, I'm going to pep up, beast. Let's go. Beautiful victory. 81 experience points, and now we can go upstairs, and now we lose our stuff, and that's a trap up to the north, so we're gonna have to go around it. Pair of lump wizards also just attacked me because reasons. Eric. Let's do that. And then have Kai do flame slash on the lump wizards. So Scorched Earth happens. Does Scorched Earth do damage? I don't think it does. I flame slash. Yeah, flame slash just rocked them. Let's do another flame slash on the lump wizard. And then... Oh, the sigil actually does take effect. It takes one turn and then does massive amounts of damage. That's actually not a bad idea. To save that up for the boss fight that's coming, that I know is coming, I think there's a boss fight coming, but I also thought you get Veronica's sister as well as a side character at that point too. Like, is that not a thing that happens? I don't remember. It's been a few weeks since a few weeks is an understatement. It's been a little while since I've played. All right, so we found a door. We've got the key. I'm not worried about that. We found something. Found a fountain, and one heck of a fountain to be hidden away here, and there should be a body on the ground for her sister. Oh, she's on the other side. Okay, hidden out of sight. Serena, wake up. It's me, Veronica. That's your sister? Serena, we said they'd always be here for each other. Well, I'm here for you now, so pull yourself together. Okay, so Serena's going to wake up, maybe. Serena was just asleep. Now she's awake, and the music changed. Serena says she's sorry and she was awfully tired after searching and looking for Veronica. She says Veronica why she's so small and was like, blah, blah, blah. And Eric's like, wasn't Serena your kid sister? And Veronica's like, if you want to get technical about it, technically we're twins, but we don't look the same age anymore because it's a bit complicated. So basically, as we know, we've already kind of seen this happen, you know, in the previous episodes, but Serena got nullified, minified. Let's touch the Yggdrasil root that's sitting in front of me. Oh my goodness. Let's watch this cutscene. together as a demon walks towards the door and says, you need a password, and the password is Umbra Canumbra. What a word. Umbra Canumbra. Canumbra? Canumbra. Umbra Canumbra. Umbra Canumbra. And the secret word is Umbra Canumbra. There we go. And now we are going to fight an enemy who is sitting there, and he's with the jar. It's actually really cool in 2D, to be honest with you. Lord of Shadows? That's them. They're the monsters jump me. So they're working for the Lord of Shadows, and they're trying to get the... And then there's a third one that just popped up, and he's like, oh my goodness, there's enemies here. No. He just snuck up on us. And Serena's like, oh no, Veronica. Veronica's like, I'm going to hit you with my staff. No, she actually screams. Never mind. And now, boss fight? Yes. Can we go into the boss fight yet? Please? Plessel? Thank you. Three shadows. Jarvis's shadow, three of them, and they are individuals? I'm sorry, what the fudge? They are all individuals in this fight, which is definitely a problem. We'll just start attacking the shadows and get rid of those. One dead. Jarvis attacks. Shit. Defense got buffeted. Let's do sword stance, and Eric, I want you to do rabble rouser on Jarvis. All right, rabble rouser is now on Jarvis, and I did sword stance, so I should take less damage. Now let's attack the shadows. Of course, we always take out the shadows first. Jarvis is going to be taking hits while this is going on. That's fine. I'm not too worried about it. Apparently Serena is doing things, and everyone took a ton of damage. I can't flee from this battle. I don't know why I tried. How much MP do I have? I have plenty. Jarvis shadow, sleeper hit on the second one. Jarvis took 10 points of damage. There with the rabble rouser sleeper hit, did 21 points of damage. 25 points of damage on the shadow that I already hit. Which is a little weird, but okay. And we're trying to take out that shadow very slowly and surely. Final shadow's gone. Dingbat just did crack. Okay. Let's go. There we go. And Rabble Rouser back under Jarvis. Cool Breath. A bunch of damage to everyone. That was no good. It's no good. Rabble Rouser back underneath Jarvis. Flame Slash on the shadow. And my girl is healing us. Do the Eric. We've already got Rabble Rouser underneath. We're going to try for a sleeper hit on Jarvis. Maybe it'll put him to sleep. 23 damage. Eric's wounds are now healed. Eric's wounds are now fully healed. Pet powers. Let's have Eric do... Let's have them do the real decoy. Actually, you know what? Screw it. No. We're going to have Eric do Scorched Earth and Kai do Flame Slash. So Eric does Scorched Earth, which sets up for more fire damage. And then Flame Slash should hit for 30-something. Okay. Now we do Flame Slash again. And let's keep the Rabble Rouser up. Scorched Earth hits for 29 damage. Rabble Rouser's also refreshed. 36 damage. She needed Cold Breath. Defense returned to normal. Kai is now healed. I think that's how that works. Sleeper hit. Scorched Earth hit for another 35 damage. Sleeper hit just hit for 19. Flame Slash hits for 42. And I lost Power Pep. And Jarvis fell. 670 experience points. 500 gold coins. Of course I leveled up to level 12, because how else could I? Could I? Level 12 for Eric, and Eric learns the spell Evac. And let's go check out our spell points. We have 5 points on Kai, 7 points on my friend over there. We are trying to unlock the secret panel, so I can't yet do that on him. Okay, we'll just keep him going. It's fine. It's okay. Jarvis is like, I'll never be the Lord of Shadow, right, man? If I can't beat the lots of you, all my dreams shattered. And he's like, you'll find out soon enough when all goes into the pot. So anyways, Jarvis is gone. Jarvis is very dead. Now we're just trying to skip the text. Where Veronica gets her magical powers back and her head got big. What the hell? Why'd her head get big? Okay. Anyways, her head didn't get big. It just looked like it did in the sprite. She conjures fireball from her fingertips and now she can do fire. And it looks like she did not go back to full size as we expected. Duh. But now Serena and them are doing their bold luminary speech. Blah, blah, blah. You have magical twins now and a full freaking party. No, do we have full party? I don't know if we have a full party yet. I don't think we do. Okay, can I not grab this stuff? Apparently not. There's books up there that I want to touch. Let me touch them. Apparently I can't touch them. All right, let's go save Mr. Data. What a horrid place. Yeah, can I save the dude behind the cells, please? You can't even see him. There he is. He finally showed him up, and he's got this weird blue hair. He looks ugly as sin. Veronica saves him, and then they're like, oh, you're the dad of the girl that was missing. Oh, no. Yeah, the girl's fine, but now we're going to extort Data, extort information from him for money, or not money. Just extort him because we can beat him up. We can crush his natticles. And now we fade to black and make our way back out of the labyrinth to the town. The morning passes and the morning comes. The sound of sweet, glorious doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Can I steal stuff from here? There's no one to talk to in the party at the moment. Check the drawers. I acquired 4 gold coins. Always check drawers. Nothing appears in that drawers. Nothing there. Let's check. Oh, now we've walked down into... We're in the inn. That's fine. Everyone's awake. And we're all eating breakfast, and now they're talking about where they need to go to Aurora. So that's cool. And now we're like, oh, special protectors, we're going to do things. And now we are as a party, I think. All right, so 12 gold coins to stay at the inn. Rainbow Inn Bank, we have 0 gold coins. We're just not going to worry about that mess. All right, let's go to... Hold on 1 second. I might be sneezing. Hold on. Hold that thought. Am I sneezing? Do we know? Is it happening? It happened. The sneeze happened. I don't know why I just sneezed so loud, though. I'm so sorry, y'all. That was a full-on dad sneeze. That was bad. I'm so sorry. Anyways, we're at the bar where we met Connie, and Noah is drinking his fears away and he's fishing for rumors, and Eric's like, I'm gonna do a thing and you're gonna give us information. All right, and he's gonna give us information on where to go next, which is literally the next town. Come on, just give me the village. Just let me go. They're gonna do their statement again. We have Arboria. And they finally joined the party. It took 17 freaking years. But hey, we just finally got Veronica and Serena. And we are almost at the point where I was at the end of the last section. And I just got the Galapagos Pass. Oh my gosh. And we're done. Now we can break some. I wonder if we can break some of these. Oh, can I just break? Oh, I can go upstairs. There's upstairs. I didn't know there was an upstairs. There's a chest up here with an introduction to armor. I can make suits of bronze armor now, apparently. I thought I could make those. Anyways, we're checking dresser drawers. We're checking chests. We're checking pots. We're checking barrels. We're doing barrels. We're doing pots. We're doing pots and barrels. Barrel pots. Always, especially in 2D mode, check the barrels, check the pots. They almost always, they will restock after you leave an area. So it's never a bad idea to check the pots, check things on the ground. We just got a warminger. By the way, also in S mode, you may forget it, but guess what? The fun size forge is always available. Use it when you get the chance. We just got new crafting capabilities, apparently. And we have earned Lightning Bash. Now we can make iron armor, or bronze armor, which I can definitely make one of. And it is definitely better for Kai. So we're going to make one. And let's do a Florist. Lightning Bash is a single square at half strength versus 2 squares at full strength. So let's do that. Let's do another Flourish. There we go. Do another flourish on the other side. One more lightning bash, and it's done. Let's appraise it. It looks like it's going to turn out pretty well. Let's click finish, and we should get a bronze armor either plus one or plus two. Plus one. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. It could be better, but not bad. This placed into the bag, and we gained two perfectionist pearls. And we got an achievement for forging ahead. So what we can do is go to equipment, go to Kai, go to torso, grab the chain, our bronze armor, and equip that. And I think that's good. Let's do best offensive, which is apparently the Thorn Whip, because reasons. And the bronze lance is better for Veronica. I'm going to go with that. Also, apparently, if you're wearing the sprite for Veronica changes, and I kind of adore it. I kind of love it. So we're going to go to the inn and do the saving. We're going to save it. Yes, thank you. Do 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 do. We have 1,500 gold right now. We do plan on continuing our adventure and on to Gallipoli. Oh, I just remember something important. The journey to Gallipoli is long and boring. And she teaches us what? Zoom. Now we can zoom back to any town we used to go to. Now you got a little beanie bag of tricks. Now we have Zoom. So we can now transport all over the map with no issues. Let's go and do a thing. Lava Lump. I don't think anything in this area is going to be useful, but there is a save point right here as well. So let's do a couple fights and see how this works. Veronica said crack, 25 points of damage. Oh, I forgot. Veronica and Serena are still set to automatic attack, which is annoying. I'm sorry, what? All right, tactics. Do follow orders and follow orders. That way we don't waste MP. We're just going to attack right now. And with that whip is 7 points of damage, 4 points of damage. It's not bad. It's not great, but it's definitely something. And that's the key. It's definitely something. And we're just going to continue that line of thinking there. As we start taking these guys out slowly, but surely. Serena and Veronica don't do a whole lot of damage, but I would rather use their attacks over doing like standard stuff, strictly for the idea that I want them to 132 experience points. Very nice. Let's see. I wonder what their magics are. Nose for treasure. Okay, no treasures left in this area. And Serena has heal and squelch, apparently. This mode, and we're almost to the desert. All right. Ooh, there's a place in the desert we can go. I'm going to go check it out. There's a place in the desert I really want to go and check out. We're fighting lump wizards, so I want to find out what spells she has. She has Sizz, Magic Barrier, Decelerate, and Sap. Let's do Sizz with her. Forms a barrier, protects against fire-based attacks. Dazzle is actually pretty cool too. We're going to do Dazzle and that. And Woosh hurts, which is pretty bad. One of them's dead. Sizzle hits for 24 points of damage apiece. Dazzle should make it harder for them to hit me. Yes, they are now elusified. Now we have also other stuff usable. Wildside and Tundra and Lightnings when Eric, Veronica, and Kai are pepped all at the same time. That's pretty cool. We're just going to attack all the way through. 24 points of damage. And the final Lump Wizards is destroyed. No experience, but gold. Gold is always good. At least 5,000 gold coins have been obtained in this gameplay. That's cool. And we found a little area that we can gather items. Ooh, a chest. Cool. I like chests. Another mini metal. Well, looky there. And something else that we can grab. A chunk of iron ore and a chunk of copper ore. Well, with that said, I think it's a fantastic time to call this episode quits. If you like what you heard, please, please follow the podcast. And keep an eye out for that Patreon. You can check out the Patreon. The first episode of the breakdown is live on Patreon right now. You're going to want to check that out. With that said, thank you for listening and roll that in card. This podcast was brought to you by me, Kylie Kane. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/theversian. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support the cast at patreon.com/KylieKane. If you want to see me live, you can watch me at Twitch at twitch.com/KaidoKane, where I stream games like Minecraft, Final Fantasy XIV, Diablo II, and other roguelikes. Thank you for listening.